Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. You know, it's funny how we have hours and hours of pre-production meetings, and then the show goes a whole different direction. A whole different direction. This morning, we were just going to mention the fact that we have playoffs going. And next thing you know, well, who's in the playoffs? Well, the Washington Football Club. And, oh, by the way, Alex Smith is their quarterback. And, by the way, did you see that documentary? And next thing you know, we're spending the whole 2 hours talking about the fact that it is miraculous that this guy is back on a field of any type. And before we went on break, Kareem was telling everybody that there was a point in his recovery where things were so dire that there was talk about amputating the leg. There was actually even talk about life and death, right? I mean, he was septic to the point where this was life-threatening.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it was, I mean, it was, if you just watch that documentary, and I mean, I think it'll give you a whole different perspective on Alex Smith as a person and what he overcame over these 2 years in life and just kind of the behind the scenes and, you know, what someone goes through beyond the surgery, what it does to the family. I mean, he talks about, I mean, just showering and moving around and walking around with that frame on his leg and having one setback after another and then traveling down to the military base. He flew down, I think it was San Antonio, but he went down to meet with military veterans who have these type of injuries, these type of blast injuries or extremity injuries, and met with them. And then, you know, when we were talking about the psychology of returning, talking to these all these veterans of ours, who basically Alex was now in that bucket of this, you know, having these frames on the leg and these type of surgeries that you have to come back from, and then talking to the vets on how do they manage it and the rehab that goes through it. It was just, I mean, it just kind of blew me away.
Well, so during the break, and for our radio audience, Brad was talking about referencing the psychology of coming back after an injury and was talking about people who tear their ACL and, you know, it's difficult to get back on the field and perform the same maneuver. So, you know, you're running down the field, you're going full speed, you plant to change direction, your knee buckles, you tear your ACL, you have surgery, you rehab the heck out of it, you come back on the field, now you're running down that same field full speed, and you have to cut, and there's a psychology there, and the psychology is, oh my gosh, is my leg going to hold up? Now, take this and apply it to an Alex Smith type of thing, and one of the things that I wanted to get our panel's thoughts on the mental toughness to come back from something like this and not just have a life, but have a football life. Scott, can you imagine this?
You know, it's interesting, and I hope the sound is better now. I don't know. Okay, good. There's a bunch of movies out, you know, maybe because we're all cooped up and watching movies with our family and stuff, kind of finding your purpose in life. And, you know, if your purpose in life you feel like is to be a football quarterback, you'll do anything you can short of dying. You know, that was the decision that obviously the wife had to make to do that. And, you know, it's all priorities and how you prioritize and, you know, find kind of, you know, what you are, what you were put here on earth to do. And if you feel that's to be a quarterback, you're going to do everything you can to get back to it, even if the odds are way stacked against you.
Kareem, you played college football. Walk us through the psychology of coming back after a pulled hamstring. I mean, I don't want to diminish that, but it is so important when you're out there reproducing the same motion that caused the problem in the first place.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't even want to. You know, act like one minor injury I had even holds the jock strap to Alex Smith's injury. But yeah, when you get back, I mean, there's no doubt you have a little bit of thought with it. I never had an injury to the point that I was like an ACL. Like I think having an ACL injury or you know, the one I see the most that I think people struggle is patella dislocations, kneecap dislocations. And that's actually mainly in more females, your gymnasts, even, you know, your soccer players, but females who have that is really, that's a tough thing to deal with because you just don't know when it goes. You know, the Alex Smith thing, you know, with fractures and all that, for him, I'm not sure he's scared of, is my leg, does it work? Can I run around? You know, when the fracture heals and all that, he's just going to run around with limitations. But I think for him is someone going to hit my leg again where this thing's going to snap? And I don't know what that changes somebody when you're in the pocket and you're a quarterback and your eyes need to be downfield. Do your eyes drift to the left and to the right when you got a guy like Chase Young coming around the corner or, you know, well, thank God he's on Alex's team. But, you know, somebody of that caliber that is coming after him, you know, how does that affect the game plan? You know, if you're the offensive coordinator for Washington, I have to assume your game plan, if Alex is in the game, is completely different. I mean, I can't believe that it's going to be, quote unquote, the same game plan you would have with any other quarterback. I mean, I would think you bring in a little more protection. You have an extra tight end at times. You got a blocker that's going to chip an end or something. I don't, there has to be some of that thinking because he can't move around. He's not going to be as mobile as what Alex Smith used to be. This guy used to be, I mean, a really, really good athlete. I mean, and athletic and fast and could run. And he was the number one overall pick. So, my heart goes out to him. I hope nothing from the best for him. I hope, you know, he plays and nothing happens.
Can I ask you guys a question? And that is that kind of the thing that we all talked about in medical school is that somehow we're wired to not remember pain. You know, we always said, you know, women would never have another baby if you could remember that pain of childbirth. That's got to factor into it. Is we just can't remember, you can't process how much just the pain of the injury, not in addition to the psychology. What's your opinion there?
Well, I'll go first because I experienced both extremes. So for those of you who could not hear Scott because we're having some audio difficulties, his question had to do is with, you know, humans hardwired not to remember pain. And my personal experience is I had ACL surgery on both knees. I had my right knee had ACL surgery, and then my left knee a couple of years later had the same thing. It was really strange with my right knee. I had very little discomfort. I mean, I literally lived on Advil. I shouldn't even say lived on Advil. I just required Advil. And it was a relatively easy recovery. And then on my left knee, and I know exactly what happened there, I was stupid enough to travel immediately after surgery. I had the most excruciating pain of my life. Now, fast forward 20 years, and I still remember it. I still remember it. Now, the intensity, maybe I don't remember it quite as clearly, but it was an experience for a sports doc to go through the procedure that we perform, that I perform most often, and say, oh, this isn't that bad. And then you have the flip side and say, oh, yeah, that was that bad. It was an interesting experience.
You know, Brad would be somebody, you know, blown out his Achilles. I think that'd be the closest injury maybe, well, with your ACL. Of when you go back to playing basketball full go, the first time you drive it to the bucket, what do you think?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, can you put Scott on hold and put Brad back on? Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys, we have to go through this for you, but we've got some definite limitations this morning. Brad, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All because of the Rona.
Okay.
By the way,
I mean,
Just for the heck of it, I do feel like I have to do this. If we did not have the coronavirus restrictions, the four of us would be in the studio right now. So all of this Zoom stuff, all of this sound issues, all of this reverberation goes away when we're all four in the studio.
Yeah. It's the corona craziness, man. It's interesting as you guys are talking about this, because I'm thinking more about the fact that I'm thinking about playing basketball for the first time this weekend, just to go out and shoot the ball again, because I've been just kind of missing the game. And, you know, last weekend, you know, my family and I, we were just kind of getting out and walking, and I went to go shoot free throws, and I was nervous just to shoot free throws with this very small injury I have on my knee. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I'm thinking about my knee just shooting free throws, and we're talking about Alex Smith with a whole, you know, with a horrible leg injury, you know, to go back to the Achilles injury and eventually getting back to playing ball. I mean, yeah, it is very – I don't think the first month that I played that I could focus on shooting and actually playing, I was focusing more on just getting up and down the court and making sure that when I cut it – you know, that my Achilles was still there. Like, I can remember at one point I cut and I thought I felt something. I just completely stopped and reached back for my Achilles. Like, is it still there? Is it still there? So the psychology of returning it now, I'm, you know, or whenever I return back, it took several months of consistently playing. And even still, you know, I don't even know if I fully, you know, got to a point to where I didn't think about it at all. So, Kareem, when you're talking about the fact that you got to get an extra blocker, you got to get an extra tight end or something like that, I'm wondering if that affects his psychology of feeling more comfortable on a play where he knows he's got more protection or a check down pass, knowing that he can just get rid of the ball if anything happens, compared to a play where it's empty in the backfield. I wonder if they even have a play where, you know, there's no blockers in the backfield and there's like four or five wideouts. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if that messes with him enough, but that's crazy to think that, yeah, it'll change the game plan and the way he thinks about it when he's, you know, in the pocket.
All right. Take a quick little break. We're going to come back. We have a lot to get to that we haven't even touched yet. 888-787-1310. Let me do that one more time. 888-787-1310 is the phone number here at the Ticket headquarters. This is Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel and the gang coming right back.